Rhonda Clark-Gauthier is the Executive Director of the Mighty Peace Watershed Alliance, and she joined us for the Ag Show on the line today. Rhonda, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, I guess just a little bit of an icebreaker, if I may, please. How are things with the Alliance heading into 2023?
Well, the Mighty Peace Watershed Alliance has been busy. We were established in 2011, and every year we find newer and bigger projects to work on, and we've just been really busy, even through COVID, like lots and lots of things to do. Water is an essential conversation, and so lots of projects and education opportunities, and we cover 30% of the province, so it keeps us out of trouble most days.
You mentioned COVID here, Rhonda. How smooth was operations and how things went, especially through COVID? It certainly sounds like COVID was not really an issue for the Alliance.
Well, for us, because a lot of our work is individual or outside, so it didn't hinder us too badly. Probably the biggest challenge for us was when we were trying to engage stakeholders in projects or trying to have board meetings, which are always based on consensus decision making. So everybody had to learn how to Zoom, and that sometimes works and sometimes not as well as you think. So there were some of those technical issues, but when your work counts on you needing to talk to people and engage with people, you find new and better ways to do that. Now, we're all very excited when the door is opened again and we can, you know, move around the watershed and have face-to-face conversations with individuals, because everybody has a different thought or idea about the priority or importance of water and what we're doing on the landscape and how that affects it. So for us, we had a few less in-person activities during COVID, but the work still continued to go through.
Sounds like it's going fabulously, and one of the big things that's happening is the Watershed Conference that's happening in Grand Prairie on the 15th and 16th of February. How big is that going to be?
Well, it's a water management in Alberta's Boreal, and it's three watershed groups that are working together to present it. So between the three of us, we cover pretty much the north half of the province. The Athabasca Watershed Council, Lesser Slave Watershed Council, and Mighty Peace Watershed Alliance are working together on this. And when you consider that the Peace is 30% of the province and the Athabasca is a quarter of the province and Lesser Slave is tucked right in between the two of us, we thought it was a really good opportunity to look at some of the stuff that was happening on the landscape and how we can do collaborations. And we're really pleased with the response we're getting so far. I haven't gone on to check registrations this week, but Thursday of last week we were about at 69 registrants. And then we've got speakers and staff on top of that. So we're pleased, and I mean, we can accept as many as possible. We're holding it at the Pomeroy Inn in Grand Prairie, so lots of opportunity to expand.
You mentioned the two other watershed councils that are joining you in this conference. How good has it been working with them in preparation for this?
Well, we're a good team, I think. There's 11 watershed planning and advisory councils across the province of Alberta, and the three of us were the last three to be formed, most of them starting in the south and moving northward, right? So we're the youngest watershed groups, and I think that all three executive directors are passionate about the work that we're doing and have a lot of really good ideas. I think the biggest issue we've run into is trying to contain that. Because there's so many options. Like, boy, if we had a whole week, we could fill it up. So,
yeah, there you go. But you've got 2 days at the Pomeroy Hotel in Grand Prairie. What is going to be covered at the conference?
Well, our big focus is to look at water management in Alberta's Boreal, which is obviously some uniqueness to that. that you don't find in other parts of the province. And so identifying the issues that are out there and talk about collaborations that we can enhance and move forward with. So all of our speakers that we have coming in are people who are doing things on the ground right now that maybe we have worked with already as stakeholders to projects, or that we have had some opportunity to work with them on other projects. And so it's bringing forward ideas and thoughts and suggestions, and hopefully when the 2 days are done, people will go home knowing there's a lot of opportunity for collaboration. And for many of us, that's the only way we're going to be able to move initiatives forward, is by having industry and various governments and various not-for-profits and stakeholders and Indigenous peoples sitting around our tables and helping us move these projects forward. So we hope there's lots of time to talk, lots of initiatives to go through. So we've handpicked some, looking at industry and municipal water management. Another broad area is water quality monitoring and management planning initiatives. Then we have supporting aquatic biodiversity. And the last one, for me, a big one, is wetland and riparian areas. And so we've got three or four speakers in each of those sections. And we're hoping that it really gets people having the conversation of how we can do more or how we can expand what we're already doing.
Tuesday evening's banquet is featuring keynote address from longtime watershed steward and professional biologist Lorne Fitch. How exciting is it to have him on board?
Oh, we were pleased when he agreed to come and share some words with us. We have had him in the Peace Watershed before. A number of years ago, he did a really good presentation for us for our annual general meeting in Peace River. And so when we were looking for a keynote, we didn't want it to be too heavy, but we wanted someone who made you think, who made you, you know, kind of look outside the box. And I think that Lauren does a really good job of that. He's an exceptional storyteller and likes to look at the world in just a little bit different way and brings people into the conversation. So we're really excited to have him.
I know the conference is right big at this particular point on the agenda, but what are some of the other projects that are going on, especially heading into maybe the summer months and beyond?
We have some initiatives that we're still trying to wrap up from previous grants and work that we've been doing. So we continue to do some work on the restoration of the Red Willow and the Beaver Lodge River over by Beaver Lodge townsite. We are doing some monitoring up in the Smoky Headwaters. We have two new projects starting up in the Lower Peace. So one with Little Red River Cree Nation and one with Mackenzie County. So the Mackenzie County one is looking at riparian areas and improving those areas so that less sediment and contaminations go into the Peace River. And the one with the Little Red River Cree Nation is looking at invasives. So things like we find more and more invasive plants and species that make their way along the tributaries or through the landscape and end up in the Lower Peace and then affecting the Peace Athabasca Delta. So we're doing a very small project with that to begin with and gathering some data. We're still continuing to do work with the Wetland Center at the Evergreen Park at Grand Prairie. They do a lot of monitoring and innovation work there, and we've been working with them. And ongoing work with the group at the Grimshaw Gravels Aquifer. So we did a source water protection plan with them a few years ago, and now they're well into the implementation of that plan. Same on the Wapiti River. A source water protection plan was done at the Wapiti, and working towards implementing a variety of recommendations and options to move forward to protect their waterways. So lots of things going on.
Sounds like it's going to be full steam ahead for 2023. Does the year and beyond look bright at the Alliance?
Well, I think it does. We'll be having our AGM in June, and so the public's always welcome to attend that. And I mean, obviously, it's an annual general meeting, so there's always director seats that are up for an election. But I'd like people to become more involved and at least know what we're up to. They can, you know, look at our website and see what we've got on there, but keep their eyes and ears open for some of the stuff that will be coming up in the middle of June with our AGM.
Rhonda Clark Gauthier is the Executive Director of the Mighty Peace Watershed Alliance. Rhonda, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.